WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says that a new true crime book by former reporter Ellen McGarahan called Two Truths and a Lie tells a profound story of redemption, and that redemption story is McGarahan's own. Here's Maureen's review.
I'm obsessed with tales of obsession. Chances are you are too, judging by the unflagging popularity of true crime stories, podcasts, documentaries, movies, and books. What sets Ellen McGarahan's just-published true crime book, Two Truths and a Lie, above so many others I've read is the moral gravity of her presence on the page and the hollow-voiced lyricism of her writing style. McGarahan earned both qualities the hard way. Long ago, when she was a young reporter for the Miami Herald, McGarahan witnessed an execution gone wrong, and she reported on the case and the executed man, a convicted murderer, by relying on, as she says, the state's version of events as the truth. Two Truths and a Lie delves deep into McGarahan's over two-decade odyssey to rectify that mistake. Two Truths and a Lie opens in May of 1990 at a prison in Florida where McGarahan has gathered with other reporters to witness the death by electrocution of Jesse Taffaro for the murder of two police officers at a Florida rest stop in 1976. McGarahan volunteered to be there because she wanted to prove herself. She was then the only woman in the Herald's State Capitol Bureau, and she was young. 5 years earlier, she tells us, I'd been deconstructing the executioner's song in literature class at Yale. But nothing McGarahan read could have prepared her for the grotesque reality of the execution that followed. Because of an electrical malfunction, Taffaro's head went on fire. Months afterwards, a reporter friend advises the shaken McGarahan to go see another one. That'll get it out of your mind. Instead, McGarahan questions the point of journalism, her dream career, and takes off for California, where she works on home construction sites. In my tile work at the time, she recalls, I was setting a lot of limestone, countertops, walls, floors, and I kept noticing the fossils, tiny living creatures embedded in the stone, frozen forever, exactly as they were when disaster hit. I thought, that's me. Then one evening, McGarahan returns home from work and turns on her TV to hear Barbara Walters announce that new evidence suggests that Jesse Taffaro may have been innocent. Soon after, fate intervenes to prompt McGarahan, at the age of 32, to interview for a job as a private investigator. McGarahan doesn't tell the head of the detective agency about the Taffaro case. Nevertheless, when he hires her, the boss shrewdly says, "You're motivated by guilt, which means you will never stop till the job is done." McGarahan tells us her career as an investigator eventually brought her full circle to the mystery I tried so hard to leave behind. You'll notice I'm barely saying anything about that mystery. The question of who murdered those two police officers at that highway rest stop in 1976. Jesse Taffaro was sleeping in a car at that rest stop, along with his girlfriend, her 9-year-old son, their baby daughter, and another man. One of the officers went to check on them, and within minutes, both officers were shot dead. Like Taffaro's execution, the murder scene, as McGarahan imagines it, haunts her. She finally allows herself 3 months to work on the case full-time, and her investigation spans continents. That's all I'm going to say, because the experience of inhabiting that investigation with McGarahan is so intense. Readers should experience it for themselves. For me, the even deeper draw here is McGarahan's struggle to come to terms with the evil she was drawn into as a young reporter. Here she is speaking of the blur of stories, which gives her book its title. There's an old party game called Two Truths and a Lie. Maybe you've played it. Someone stands up and says a few things about herself. The more outlandish, the better. The trick is in guessing which parts are made up and which are true. And the goal of the game is to get you believing something that never happened. As played among friends over a few drinks, it's harmless fun. But add an electric chair and put that game on the internet, and there's a price to be paid by the listeners, the families, the witnesses. I was trapped in that game for 25 years. I paid the price too. Maybe that statement sounds a little self-aggrandizing, but once you read McGarahan's pensive book, you'll understand how restrained she is in assessing the damage done.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Two Truths and a Lie by Ellen McGarahan.